three or more episodes of depression. The women and men who took part in our studies had all suffered repeated bouts of clinical depression, but you don't have to have been officially diagnosed with depression to derive significant benefit from this program. If you felt yourself repeatedly floundering in the quicksand of despair, inertia and sadness, our hope is that you will discover in this audio program something of potentially enormous value that can help you free yourself from the downward pull of low mood and bring a robust and genuine happiness into your life. Exactly how you will experience the profoundly healthy shift in your relationship to negative moods and what will unfold for you in its aftermath are difficult to predict because they are different for everyone. The only way anyone can really know what benefits such an approach offers is to suspend judgment temporarily and engage in the process wholeheartedly over an extended period of time, in this case for 8 weeks, and see what happens. This is exactly what we ask of the participants in our programs. To deepen the process and make it more real, we have included a guided practice session that guides you carefully and with precision in the meditative practices described in this program. Along with the meditative practices, we will be encouraging you to experiment with cultivating attitudes of patience, compassion for yourself, open-mindedness, and gentle persistence. These qualities can aid in freeing you from the gravitational pull of depression by reminding you in key ways of what science has now shown. It is actually okay to stop trying to solve the problem of feeling bad. In fact, it is wise, because our habitual ways of solving problems almost invariably wind up making things worse. As scientists and clinicians, we came to a new understanding of what is and what is not effective in dealing with repeated depression by a somewhat circuitous route. Until the early 1970s, scientists had concentrated on finding effective treatments for acute depression, for that devastating first episode often triggered by a catastrophic event in one's life. They found an effective treatment in the form of antidepressant medications, which remain enormously helpful in treating depression for many people. Then came the discovery that depression, once treated, often returns, and becomes more and more likely to return the more often it is experienced. This changed our entire concept of depression and chronic unhappiness. It turned out that antidepressant medications fixed depression, but only as long as people kept taking them. When they stopped, depression came back for many people, even if not until months later. Neither patients nor doctors liked the idea of anyone taking lifelong medicine to keep the spectre of depression from the door. So, in the early 1990s, we, that's Zindel Siegel, John Teasdale and I, started exploring the possibility of developing an entirely new approach. First, we set to work to discover what keeps depression coming back. What is it that makes the